For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenney. Around 30,000 climate justice advocates from across the country took to the San Francisco streets Saturday in a two-mile march from the Embarcadero to the Civic Center as part of a worldwide demonstration known as the Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice. More than 900 solidarity demonstrations in roughly 95 countries around the world took place, with protesters calling on political leaders to shift away from using fossil fuels and make a swift transition to renewable energy. The marches came just days before Wednesday's opening of Governor Jerry Brown's Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, where business leaders and researchers from around the world will discuss commitments to climate action after President Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement last year. Despite there being 250 solidarity rallies throughout the country, people came from states as far as Mississippi, Michigan, and Virginia for the San Francisco event. The march down Market Street was led by indigenous groups from the U.S. and abroad. Amazon Watch, an organization based in Oakland, helped fly out members of the Quechua people of Sarayaku in the Amazon rainforest in Ecuador so they could share their fears of losing their native land to mass deforestation. Julio Soriano of the Movimiento Cultural de la Unión Indígena, based in Santa Rosa, says indigenous people should not only be at the front of the climate march, but at the forefront of the climate movement.
As indigenous communities, we face a lot of the brunt of the effects of climate change. A lot of our people are farm workers, indigenous farm workers. Climate change creates more drastic heat waves, and this is life or death for us. Our people die in California every year picking grapes and other agricultural products.
Marchers across the state demanded that Governor Jerry Brown take immediate action on climate change. Many activists say Brown, though seen as relatively progressive on climate issues, is not ambitious enough in phasing out fossil fuels. Many take issue with some of the policies championed by the governor, including the cap and trade system, which puts a cap on greenhouse gas emissions for companies who can then buy and sell those allowances. Marilyn Duran, a member of Poder, people organizing to demand environmental and economic justice in San Francisco, says that communities of color are disproportionately affected by the changing climate, and it isn't the politicians who are helping them.
I think oftentimes California is seen as the leader for climate solutions, and I think a lot of that leadership is really coming from the community and not the decision makers. Because if you look at different communities in California, many of them are still highly impacted by fossil fuels and power plants. We have members of our coalition who really talk about living next to power plants, or people in Richmond who were near the Chevron explosion and being unable to go into their homes. So California talks the talk very often. But really, it's the communities that are building and pushing to make sure we're really moving to renewable solutions and people-powered solutions.
On Saturday, thousands demanded that Brown take action on these renewable solutions and make sure California stands up as a leader in the fight against climate change. Among those demanding action were a few dozen people who carpooled down to San Francisco from Mendocino County in vans and buses to make it to the march, dressed in orange with corn husk flames, phoenixes rising from the ashes. Margie Chandler with Earth First, Acorn Group, and Paella, the Pacific Alliance for Indigenous and Environmental Action, says coming together in mass demonstrations is critical.
I'm here because it's time that we all come together. We need to stand together by the thousands, you know. And I think that I knew that this was going to be a big statement, and we needed to be part of that. Because if we don't come together now, who's going to do it?
Charlie Vaughn, the Mendocino Environmental Center.
I really feel like what's going on here is a big reminder about the climate, because I feel like it gets forgotten. Lately, all we've been hearing about is economy, economy, jobs, jobs. But without a healthy environment, none of that will survive or work or be healthy. So let's keep reminding everybody that environment is number one.
Jenny Reynolds, also with the Mendocino Environmental Center, says it's time for Brown to listen to his constituents and take immediate action on climate issues.
We all need to know that we're in this with other people. I feel like it's really important for this government and all governments to realize that they're run by the people. They're not supposed to be running us. I mean, if they're not noticing that the whole planet is dying, I don't know what all of us marching is going to do, but it's bringing us together and we will continue. And I'm here in a walker and I'm going to walk this entire march, and I will continue to walk until I can't walk anymore.
Like Reynolds, thousands of people walked for climate justice in 95 countries around the world on Saturday. In San Francisco, thousands of people kneeled down in the middle of Market Street in silence as a powerful stillness came over the crowd. Then they slowly rose, singing that the people are ready to rise up. For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenna.
Gonna keep the prices down and hear the voice of my great granddaughter singing, keep it.